Welcome back to today's Intelligent Medicine Podcast. I'm your host, Dr. Ronald Hoffman. We're talking to an expert on dental health. He's Dr. John Peldiak. He's been in private general dental practice. He's developed prevention programs for Head Start. And he's also a xylitol expert, having written a book called Sweet Smart and a book called Dental Health. And he's also written numerous articles about sweeteners and dental health. So, John, you were telling us a little bit about xylitol. Xylitol works against the bacteria that promote dental decay and inflammation and periodontal disease. And so xylitol is available as a product, but, you know, getting back to kids, when I have my xylitol daily, I have the option of using a mouthwash, swishing around in my mouth, or I can use xylitol gum. But little babies can't do gum. So what should be done? When's the proper time to administer? What are some of the options for little kids?
Well, this is what's really neat about some of the xylitol research. Xylitol was given in the form of chewing gum to mothers who had just delivered their babies, and the mothers used the xylitol gum for a period of 2 years, and their babies had a remarkable reduction in tooth decay, even though the babies didn't get any chewing gum at all. And what the reasoning was that the xylitol mothers had improved their dental health so much that they had changed their microbiome to, as we were mentioning, a probiotic, a healthy microbiome, that they passed that on to their babies through food testing, food tasting, kissing, and so forth. And their babies picked up the healthy bacteria from mother. So all the babies needed was their mother to be chewing xylitol gum.
Wow.
But the University of Washington study also did one directly using xylitol on the baby's teeth in the form of syrup. They put in little ketchup-type packets and had mothers squirt it on and reduced early childhood cavities by over 75%.
Wow.
So there's a couple of easy delivery systems there. I know the Spry dental products, they do make a tooth gel that's safe for babies to ingest. It's safe to swallow. I use it sometimes just to make it easier to lubricate the mouth. It's really good before you go to sleep at night. It gives you a nice slippery mouth feel, and it's very soothing, and it's it can come flavored or unflavored. It's mildly sweet, so they accept it really well, and it seems to be a good way to get xylitol on the teeth just as they're coming in, which it turned out to be in the research a really critical time for using xylitol. It's the teeth that erupt, that come into the mouth at the time that xylitol is being used, seem to have long-term, maybe permanent protection against tooth decay, because those bad, harmful, acid-producing bacteria can never get a foothold early on.
Well, you know, just for to be the devil's advocate, these are what are called deciduous teeth. These are teeth that fall out, temporary teeth. So what's the big deal? You know, you get some cavities in those teeth, they're going to fall out anyway. Can this lead to oral problems later when the permanent teeth come in?
Well, the good thing about this xylitol program, which was done in Finland, there were parallel programs done in Norway and Japan, which came up to basically the same results as the early one in Finland. The children were followed right until all their baby teeth came out 10 years down the line. What was found was even their permanent teeth seemed to have greater protection against tooth decay, because apparently the harmful bacteria never really got established, so they didn't get seeded on or colonized to the permanent teeth as those teeth were coming in. Now, in subsequent studies in Central America and Belize, xylitol was used in a school program there, and it was very strongly shown that the teeth that erupted or came into the mouth, these are permanent teeth that came in during a xylitol chewing gum program, had were much more resistant to tooth decay, and that showed to be a long-term effect also. And by the way, those baby teeth are space holders for the permanent teeth. If you lose the baby teeth early, if they have tooth decay and the space collapses, you're going to have orthodontic problems. And that's another reason why Weston Price, going way back, didn't see as many orthodontic problems, because the teeth were so sound. And that starts with the baby teeth and continues as the new teeth come in.
So it behooves us to start early. You know, a lot of people start late. It's unfortunately, they're told they have periodontal disease. It's well established. They have to go for the various types of scaling, and sometimes they go for curettage to, in effect, peel away the gums. It's a pretty unpleasant prospect. Is it too little too late for people who already have been told that they have periodontal disease, that they didn't get this childhood intervention?
Right. So we're looking at easy ways to have a big benefit. They're easy. They're simple. They're things that people can do for themselves. They don't need professional intervention. It's something you can do at home. You're probably using toothpaste and mouthwash anyway. You're probably using chewing gum or breath mints or something like that. Just swap out what you have for a xylitol. And if you have the products that contain xylitol, you'll be getting the best protection for your teeth.
And so there, I notice, you know, I go to the store, there are products that contain a little bit of xylitol, many different products. Do you have a favorite?
Well, I like the Spry brand, simply because I can rely on Spry having 100% xylitol sweetened products. A lot of oral care products will...
They have sorbitol xylitol in them. They have other things, right?
Right. And sorbitol is a cousin to xylitol, but and it's okay while you use it, but it doesn't have a long-term effect against the bacteria. So I prefer to have the products that are pure xylitol, which were demonstrated to have the best effect in that Central American study, were pure xylitol products. And so that would be the Spry brand. And there's such a wide variety of products that they make, too, that it's so easy to use. They have a dry mouth or mouth moisturizing spray. They have the infant products that are safe to swallow, as I mentioned, which, are, by the way, are being used in some nursing homes, too, to help improve the dental health of the adult care patients.
And that's a big problem. That's a big problem because, in addition to not being taking such good care of themselves, mouth dryness is a real problem. Many of these patients, they just have poor saliva production because of aging, but some of them have poor saliva production precisely because they're on medications that cause dry mouth. So many medications that are used in our geriatric population literally dry up the saliva production. And what happens then to bacterial proliferation in the mouth?
Exactly. It's not considered that serious a side effect by most, but unless you have it yourself, and then you realize how what a problem a dry mouth is. And when you don't have that protective coating of saliva with all the natural buffers, the protective factors we were talking about, the tooth decay. Somebody could go for years and years, go for 20, 30 years without a cavity, and suddenly they're on a new medication. It dries out their saliva. And suddenly they've got several new cavities starting. So how did that happen? Well, it happened because the natural protective factors were diminished. Xylitol helps put those back. Xylitol is a saliva stimulant. Xylitol is a carrier for calcium. It helps to remineralize the teeth. And xylitol helps block the acid production from those bacteria that produce acid, especially from sugars and other carbohydrates.
What about halitosis, bad breath? Does altering the microbiome in this fashion have an impact on that?
Well, it certainly can, and xylitol could certainly help. And part of that is getting the right saliva production and getting the right bacterial balance. Something we'll probably see soon, and it is more in the lines of oral probiotics.
You
know, we talk a lot about the probiotics for the gut, which are extremely important, of course. But also what matters is substrate. What are we feeding those probiotics? In other words, you can take the best probiotics in the world, but if your diet is so terrible, you're still going to potentially have a lot of problems. Same thing with trying to find the right kind of dental probiotics. I believe Spry has a new dental probiotic that's coming on the market right now, which is very interesting because it's more of a broad-spectrum type friendly bacteria, and the xylitol doesn't harm it. So the xylitol acts as a more of a passive bystander to these of probiotics, and when you swallow the xylitol deep in the gut in your digestive tract, xylitol has also had some prebiotic features, which means that it does act as a substrate for helpful bacteria deep in the colon.
If I'm not mistaken, this the new it's a probiotic with blueberry.
Right.
Am I correct on that?
Have you seen it?
I've
tried the prototypes. They're great. They come in like a little powder in a stick.
Yeah.
And you just tear it off and have some. It tastes terrific, and it's really interesting product. I haven't tried it long.
Is that on the market yet?
I believe it might be. Or it's just coming on the market now.
Okay.
But it's a very interesting product, and it looks very promising.
And the blueberry, because blueberry is such a good proanthocyanidin antioxidant, and, you know, we tend to think
exactly.
of like... pardon me?
Exactly. You talk about those protective factors, and you know exactly what those do is they act as antiadhesives. So
okay.
It's the same sort of thing with the biofilm that you were talking about. The trouble with the biofilm is that it's so cohesive and so adhesive. If you could make the... of the surface of the bacteria slicky, not sticky, they won't link up together and they won't be so harmful. If they're just floating around freely, they're not going to do any damage.
Okay, well, that's an exciting prospect. So are you, you know, there are these spry oral care products, mints, oral rinse, toothpaste, but, you know, some people really want to, you know, cleanse their mouths. They want to really, you know, hit the bacteria hard. Are you a fan of things like Listerine and chlorhexidine, you know, some of these really powerful disinfectants that sometimes they're available over the counter, sometimes they're prescribed by dentists. Are they
right,
helpful
I
or counterproductive?
Well, I was in that camp, too, where I would utilize products like that before and then say, well, let's hit the bacteria hard, and then we'll transition to xylitol. And now I'm not so sure about that, because after talking to Dr. Cannon, for example, he's telling us that you don't want to wipe out whole populations of bacteria. You don't want to kill 99.9% of the bacteria, because oftentimes you're knocking off the good ones, such as the nitrate nitrates that we normally get in our vegetables.
Yeah, tell us about that connection. That's a very interesting connection, is that, you know, we talk about nitric oxide and its potential to open up blood vessels and promote circulation, but some of that metabolism starts in the mouth. So how do mouthwashes interfere with our nitric oxide production that can affect our hearts, our blood vessels, create hypertension? That's an interesting connection.
Right. So that's one possibility that these powerful antimicrobials will kill off that type of bacteria, because it is such a broad spectrum bacteria killer. And when those bacteria are gone, there's nothing to process. That it's a stepwise process of transitioning the nitrates in food to nitrites and then to nitric oxide, which opens up the blood, relaxes the blood vessels. So if you knock out those bacteria, you're knocking out the important steps. So you can still eat the same foods but not get the same effect from it. And there are some studies that indicate that it's possible that if you use a powerful antimicrobial mouth rinse, you could be at the danger of increasing your blood pressure.
Wow. So you can drink all the beet juice that you can,
right.
But you might neutralize the benefits by using, you know, swishing with Listerine twice daily.
Exactly.
Wow.
Exactly, because, again, we're talking about our protective factors. Sometimes those bacteria are there for a reason. They're probiotics. They're good for us. Another group is the ones that metabolize gluten, which reside in the pits and fissures of our teeth. And all these years we thought we were doing such a good job using these pit and fissure sealants, and using high-dose fluorides, and what that does is, for one thing, it takes away the niche that those bacteria reside in, the pits and the fissures, which would help to metabolize the gluten. You swallow them, and it goes down to the stomach, and in an acid environment, they continue the digestion of gluten, and so by the time it gets to the gut, it's not harmful because it's broken up. But apparently what high-dose fluoride does is reduces the acid resistance of those bacteria, so they hit the stomach, they die, they don't do anything. So
wow.
We're more likely to be sensitive to gluten.
Well, you heard it here first on Intelligent Medicine. That's a surprising connection between oral health and the microbiome, the natural balance of bacteria in your mouth, and your potential for gluten intolerance. Maybe that's why the rate of gluten intolerance is going through the roof. You know, is it just because more people are recognizing it, or you know, is it caused by that?
Along with other things such as bleaching of flour, which would have a similar effect of wiping out some of the natural gluten metabolizers right at the beginning too.
Right at
the beginning of process.
It's
a complex story, but it's sometimes maybe our grandmothers were right. Maybe we should have listened to them.
Well, absolutely. So, are you a fan of flossing? For example, because I know that there's actually a developing backlash among some dentists against the process of flossing. I used to feel guilty because I floss sporadically here and there, but some dentists are not big believers in flossing. Do you still think that that's important?
Right, I'm sort of changing my thinking on that a little bit too, and I'm going more towards the oral irrigators instead of floss.
Right.
There's a couple of there's a water air irrigator that's very interesting, something new, and you can put a little bit of the xylitol mouth rinse in there.
Just
a puff of the rinse and a puff of air between the teeth, and that effectively cleans out that area much better than trying to get a string through there, because that inner surface is concave and the string won't really conform to the shape.
Mm-hmm.
So the floss is good for the larger particles and maybe not as good for as we thought it was at disrupting the biofilm.
Yeah, and sometimes the flossing can be injurious to the gums, so that might be a concern too. So what do you have a recommendation for a specific brand of irrigator?
Well, let's say I'm still kind of investigating that myself.
Okay.
So I don't want to make any recommendations right now, but it looks very interesting, very promising.
But they do contain reservoirs where you can keep some water, and you can add a small amount of xylitol.
Exactly, right. And that seems to work very nicely.
Well, that sounds like a great solution, and it's it's not as unpleasant as flossing. So maybe that could be part of people's dental routine. Okay, so what's today's intelligent medicine call to action?
Well, here's some ideas we have lately. Is that look for the Spry dental products, because they do contain clinically useful amounts of xylitol without any artificial sweeteners. So that would be toothpaste, mouthwash, and depending on your particular situation, they have the gel, which is safe to swallow. They have chewing gum. They have mints, which are very pleasant to use between meals and after meals. Something new you might want to look for is the oral probiotic from Spry, that blueberry flavored that we're talking about. Looks very interesting. I hope it's on the market soon, if not already.
Yep.
And another item to consider is a nasal spray with xylitol. That would be the Clear XLEAR nasal spray with xylitol.
Let's spend a moment talking about that. Yeah, because that's a whole... Because, your expertise is dentistry, but I think it's fair to say that what works in the mouth can work in the nasal passages. And I have to say that as a non-dentist, I deal much more with problems like chronic sinusitis, asthma, frequent upper respiratory infections and allergies. And Clear has been a miracle for many of my patients suffering from these problems. They just love it. It's really turned things around for them. So explain what that role it plays in the nasal passages.
Our Clear nasal spray really is amazing. It came out of the dental research. The dental research anecdotally was showing that the children who used the Xylitol products to improve their dental health were missing fewer days at school. They ran special studies on this in preschool, daycare, and again in Finland, where most of the early xylitol research came from, and they found out that the children who used xylitol gum, chewing gum, for their teeth had a 40% lower incidence of middle ear infections. So the idea was that, well, xylitol works the same way in the upper airway that it does in the mouth. It acts as a decoupler of that biofilm, a biofilm disruptor, It breaks up the cohesion and the adhesion of the harmful bacteria. And if they're just free floating and you have your natural defense systems, you can rinse out the harmful invaders. And again, very similar to the way it works in the mouth. It moisturizes the upper airway, just like we sometimes have dry. If you have a dry mouth, you're going to have a dry upper airway. You want to hydrate that area before you go to sleep at night, so you won't be sleeping with your mouth open and mouth breathing, which is extremely important in children also. As they're developing their dental arches, you want them to be able to breathe through their nose. And that's such a big deal. And just use this Clearic nasal spray helps to open that up and open up the nasal breathing. It was originally used to prevent ear infections in little babies.
Mm-hmm.
So it's safe to use, it's safe to swallow. You could drink it if you want to. It works so well to open up the nasal passages. I use it routinely every night before I go to sleep. I spray my mouth with a little xylitol spray, spray my nose with the clear nasal spray. And can I also mention I put a little piece of adhesive tape over my lips to keep my lips closed so I don't sleep with my mouth open. And that's kind of an odd tip, but I'll tell you what, it works amazingly well. If you have somebody who's snoring next to you,
I'm sure your wife appreciates it very much. But don't try to apply adhesive tape to her mouth, because that's not very PC these days. You can't get away with that anymore. Okay, so our call to action, and I have this on my interview form here, information about Clear. Spry Dental Products and Clear, that's spelled X-L-E-A-R. Sinus nasal products are available at Vitamin Shoppe, Whole Foods, Sprouts, and other fine health retailers nationwide. And Clear Nasal Spray is available at CVS and Target, or will be, as of April 2016. So congratulations to Clear, because those are big store chains, and virtually every place in the country has those. And for a complete list of retailers, please visit www.xlearclear.com. Does that pretty much sum it up?
Well, that's great. I think that's the whole idea, is that it's very simple, it's very easy, it's pleasant to use, it tastes just like sugar, but you use just a little bit of xylitol at the end of meals and snacks in the form of chewing gum or mints, little candies. Just have your toothpaste and mouthwash contain xylitol, and you'll get enough servings per day to keep the environment friendly for those probiotic, the good bacteria, and help block out the harmful ones.
I tell the people using Clear Nasal Spray four times a day, and I guess that's the rule of thumb for the oral applications too.
And we usually say brush your teeth, spray your nose. So that's an easy way to remember it. Just keep it handy right there. And then before you go to sleep, I think it's a very good idea to spray the nose before you go to sleep so you can breathe more easily through the nasal airway.
Thank you very much, Dr. John Paldiak, for joining us. And thank you, listeners. I'm Dr. Ronald Hoffman, and this is the Intelligent Medicine Podcast.